This is the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast. This is your friend, Joey Salazar, and it is a pleasure to be able to connect with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. As usual, I have my very good friend, Gio Rivera, in the studio. How are you today, sir?
Doing great, Pastor Joey. Looking forward to today. Looking forward to today's episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you all for your support.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much to everybody who is subscribing, sharing, commenting, sending us encouraging messages. We launched this to be able to just add value to your life. And it's so cool to see how it's impacting so many people and the community that's being built around this. This whole leadership podcast is really how to lead, yourself more effectively, and also others. But if we're going to lead others well, it really does begin with leading ourselves well. It's the person that you and I are looking at in the mirror. That's who we need to start with. Before you get a title, before you grow a team, before you get that future position, before your family grows, I think the opening question here is, how well are you at leading yourself? How effective are you in that? And I had actually heard about John Maxwell being asked a particular question during a conference where he was at, and there was a young man who asked him, "Hey, what's been your greatest challenge as a leader?" And to everyone's surprise in the room, John Maxwell replied, "Leading myself. That's always been the greatest challenge as a leader." And just like the people in that room were surprised, I was actually kind of surprised when I read that, because I would have thought maybe finances or growing a team or, just future, just vision casting or just crucial conversations. But no, he said, and this is like a leader of leaders here replying, saying, "Hey, no, it's been myself." And it's so true. Well, we've got to continually be reexamining our own lives, looking at ourselves, not just at other people. That's the easy part, seeing what's wrong in someone else's life or the area of improvement or where other people are dropping the ball. But what about our own lives? And not until we can't lead others well until we're able to lead ourselves well. But there's a couple of reasons why it's kind of tough. One of the reasons why it's tough to be able to lead ourselves effectively is because we don't always see ourselves as we see others. There's these things called blind spots. And, in horse races, they'll put blinders on these horses so that it limits what they can see, and they can just run their race and finish well. But in our own lives too, we have blind spots. We have areas of our lives where, maybe we're not winning as effectively, or we're not as strong as what we think we are. We have some weaknesses, and I've come to understand that I don't need to avoid those. If anything, I need to lean into those by the people that I surround myself with, because that's really going to be the only way that I can continue to grow. Because I can't see me, but other people can see me, and so I really got to lean into that a little bit. Gio, talk to me a little bit about that, as far as blind spots go, and the importance of acknowledging them, understanding that, hey, they're a very real thing, but also, what do you do with that?
Yeah, it helps you get better. And what you do with that is you want to stay open to that, and also constantly ask for feedback. I think we thrive on feedback here at our church. And you want to keep that dialogue open with your inner circle, your people, your loved ones, your team, on feedback, and allow them to help you with your blind spots. Because if you get better, then everyone else gets better.
That's right. Another reason why we're the toughest person to lead is because we're harder on others than we are on ourselves. Most people use two different totally sets of criteria for judging themselves versus others. It's been said before that we tend to judge others according to their actions, and it's very cut and dried. However, we judge ourselves by our intentions. Even if we do the wrong thing, if we believe our motives were good, we let ourselves off the hook. And we are often willing to do that over and over before requiring ourselves to change. you know what? We're on people. Hey, you were late to my meeting, but then we ourselves are hitting the snooze button in the morning and we're being late to the doctor's appointment or something like that, right? And we had good intentions. Oh, I had a busy night. I was working, right? Or whatever. But we judge people by a whole different set of criteria. But today, what we really want to share with you is keys to leading yourself. I believe the following practices are going to really help us be able to lead ourselves well. And if that's your interest in growing in, the first thing that you and I must do is learn followership. Learn followership. You've ever heard of that term before, Gio?
What is followership?
You know, there's a lot of leadership conferences. There's a lot of leadership books, a lot of leadership courses. But when was the last time you heard of a followership conference?
Is that a real word?
It is now. It is now. And it's been said before that civilization is always in danger when those who have never learned to obey are given the right to command. And before we ever lead others, a great question to ask ourselves is, how well do I follow? How well do I submit? How well can I take orders? What kind of servant am I? Because in all honesty, the seeds you plant as a follower is the harvest you reap as a leader. What you want to reap the day of tomorrow, we got to set into the ground today with our actions and how well I follow. It's been said before, the best leaders are the best followers. And you know, whatever type of team you want to build, just naming a couple of qualities. If you want a team that is trustworthy, if you want a team that worships God, that loves God, if you want a team that is punctual, you want a team that meets deadlines, all these things, then before you require it of everyone else, the question that we need to be asking ourselves is, do I possess those qualities? Whoever I am, that's what I'm going to transfer. That's kind of been my word here recently for a couple of weeks right now. There's so many definitions of the word, leadership. But I've been hooked on just leadership is transfer. And what I am, I give away. And so the qualities I possess, I give away. And that can make some people really feel really good because you have an incredible prayer life. But then that could also make some other people feel a little worried because you don't meet deadlines, right? And so whatever I am, I'm going to pass on to others. And so how I worship God, if everybody worshiped God like me, would that be a good or bad thing? If everybody was as organized as I am, would that be a good or bad thing, right? These are questions that, again, we've got to continue to look inside and truly understand followership. Who are you? Who's leading you? And you know, just to... not to bust your bubble or anything like that, but we're never going to graduate from following. We're always going to be both. We're both leaders and followers. And it's understanding, you know, who I need to be at what time. Gio, talk to me a little bit about just this first point as far as learning followership. Why is that so important? Why do you agree with that? The best leaders are the best followers.
They set an example. They lead by example. And a good leader also never stops learning. A good leader never stops improving. And so if you're learning and you're improving, you're following something. You're applying that. And so you're leading by example, right? You're asking something of your team, but you can also set that by example. You know, what example are you giving as you follow?
Absolutely. Well? So good. The second thing that we got to do, the second key for being able to lead yourself well is develop self-discipline. This is a lot easier said than done, my friends. Just ask everybody who put a health goal January 1st, right? And how are they doing now? You don't gotta, don't let us know. Just think about it. But develop self-discipline. This is, it's tough, but it's something that's gonna make a difference for sure. At least in my life, when I've tried to implement change, when I've implemented change or new habits, new goals, just me personally, I don't try to start 10 things at the same time because then I don't get very far or accomplish much. But I might start on one or two things. Like, hey, I want to start running, or hey, I'm going to read a little bit more or something like that. And when I commit to it and when it shows up on my calendar and when I start winning in those areas, I let the momentum and the overflow of me winning in my current goals now help me carry over to a new goal. And that's how I've been able to kind of grow in discipline. I now read a lot, you know, almost daily. But that wasn't like that always. People ask me, how did you start? I started just like everybody else, right? Like, I had to learn the alphabet. And then, just kidding. Well, I did. But anyways, I started with the smallest books I could find. I started with, you know, topics that I enjoyed. If I was reading a book and I didn't enjoy it anymore, I would stop reading it because I didn't want to just kind of quote unquote push through. No, it was going to ruin the whole reading experience for me. Now I'm able to get through books that I'm like, I'm not the biggest fan of, but you know what? There might be something still there. But when I was starting out, you know, and I would celebrate myself. I think one of the biggest things that has helped me when it comes to rewarding yourself for accomplishments is your reward ought to be something that's going to help you in your goal. So let me give you an example. Hey, if you work out consistently for a month, you know, oftentimes people are like, okay, cheat day or whatever, right? And you go crazy eating. Well, that doesn't really set you up to win. That's not really, you know, helping your overall goal.
Right.
Maybe a reward could be something like, hey, you commit to the gym for a whole month. Hey, now you get to buy some running shoes that you really had your eye on, right? Those running shoes are what you're going to use again at the gym or to do your thing,
yeah.
Right? But Gio, talk to me a little bit about just developing self-discipline. I know it's a lot easier said than done, but what's something that's helped you in this process? Because you're organized, you're moving in the right direction. And so why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because you said I'm organized. I mean, I'm organized, but it's
he's the king of Google Docs. I'm just gonna throw that out.
No, but even just to even apply it here, and that's due to it out of necessity, because I know I needed to like get my thoughts out there, you know. Yeah. And so like Google Docs helps me, like it helps my anxiety, because if it stays in my brain, then you know I get all jumbled up. But the same thing with discipline. Like if I don't stay disciplined, if I don't set up, I would say, self-discipline parameters, I, you know, suffer the consequences, obviously. You know, I feel a certain way if I'm not disciplined. So, but I'm also learning how to set up tools and environments around me to help me stay disciplined. So whether if it's joining a gym or getting a personal trainer or, you know, having someone to keep you accountable, it's so important. So I think self-discipline, yeah, you have to self-discipline, but you know, it's okay to also set up a system around you to not do it alone. I mean, it's called self-discipline, but I guess you yourself are instituting the discipline. But you have to use tools, people, resources all around you to help you sustain that.
That's so good. The third key of how to lead yourself well is practice patience. And I think it kind of goes with this last thing of self-discipline, because how many of us want to see changes like immediately and overnight? And you know, how can I read it faster and how can I lose more weight quicker, yeah. Right? And it's all these things. And some things honestly just come with some time. And so if you want to lead yourself well, don't be so hard on yourself. I was talking to somebody one time and, you know, they had been sick and they had dropped some responsibilities and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, you do need to give yourself some kind of grace though, you know, because you did kind of battle something really difficult for like a week or whatever. And they were like, yeah, but I should have. And I'm like, the fact that you're saying, like, yeah, I have grace, but I should have, like, you're taking away the grace that you're supposed to be giving yourself. So just understand that, hey, sometimes some things will take some time. You got to practice patience with yourself. It's been said before, when we are foolish, we want to conquer the world. When we are wise, we want to conquer ourselves. The change that you want to see oftentimes won't be overnight. It won't happen from like one week to the next. But I think if we keep our eyes on the prize, if we keep the why in front of us, if we understand that, hey, I'm planting seeds for the day of tomorrow, I believe that'll help us continue to make progress. The fourth key of leading yourself well is seek accountability. And Gio, you were talking about it a little bit right now where you talked about it is called self-discipline, but you don't have to do it alone. You know, accountability is so important because it you're essentially giving people permission to keep you in check, right? Hey, tell me my blind spots. Tell me if my breath stinks. Tell me if I have something stuck between my teeth, right? Like, I think all of us, we need to have, you know, that accountability partner, 2-3 people maybe, who know us, who at least know the stuff that's going on in our lives, who, you know, we can be open with, who can call us out on particular areas. And it's so important. I'm reminded immediately of, you know, the passage of scripture where a paralyzed man received his healing, but only because he was carried by 4 friends to where Jesus was at, and then they break through the roof and they lower him, and he receives salvation and healing that day. But I think a huge key of that passage is the 4 friends who were willing to carry this paralyzed man all the way to where Jesus was at. I personally don't know how far a walk that was. I don't know how heavy this friend was, but just imagine, you know, 4 of you guys carrying a friend of yours. Like, that's no easy task necessarily. But hey, they were willing to do that. And I feel like that's what accountability does. And even to stick with that passage, the Bible says that Jesus doesn't say their names, doesn't say where they came from. All he says is, man, I can see they're people of great faith. And because of the actions that led up to that moment. And I think that's what accountability is. It's surrounding yourself with the right people so that, hey, when moments when you can't get to Jesus by yourself, moments when you don't feel encouraged, moments when you feel like throwing in the towel, moments when you do need to be called out, moments when you do need to be encouraged or celebrated, hey, those people are there and they know you well. Gio, talk to us a little bit about the power of accountability in your life.
Yes, accountability is super important. And to me, I've experienced that where accountability also, what comes with accountability is also honesty. Honesty. Are you being honest with yourself that you need accountability, right? Are you honest with yourself that you need help with discipline? Are you honest with yourself? Yes, they carried him, right? But in that story, but also he had to ask for help.
Yeah.
Right? He could have tried to do it himself, or he would not be able to do it himself. But
he
acknowledged and was honest with himself, like, I need help. And he reached out to his people and they helped him. So accountability is so powerful, but at the same time, we need to be honest with ourselves to admit that we do need accountability.
Absolutely. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand us when we talk about this paralyzed man, because you don't have to be quote unquote perfect to lead. Like, you can still be in need and still lead.
Right.
This man was paralyzed. He had a need, but yet he, through his openness and honesty, he was still able to get people to Jesus. So you could look at it both ways where, hey, they took him to Jesus or he took them to Jesus. You know what
good.
I'm saying? But it's definitely so important to just recognize that, hey, although there are areas in my life that maybe need to continue to grow, but that doesn't ultimately stop the plan or the will of God for my life. We're all still in process. I'm still very much in process. Even this past couple of weeks, God's brought some things out in light in my heart of, hey, this is Joey. You know, you're not as polished in this area like maybe you thought you were, and so I'm gonna help you work on that, right? And so we're all in process for sure, but. Today we wanted to talk about how just it's so important to, before we lead others well, we've got to continually look at ourselves and be able to lead ourselves well. And as your team grows, as your organization grows, your family grows, the temptation could be to now focus on everything outside and everyone else. But no, even as you grow, even as it continues to make progress, you still got to be intentional to always make some time to look back inside. Hey, how well am I doing? Hey, where am I at with my goals? How's my self-discipline, you know, look in my life? You know, am I checking in with my counselors, with accountability partners so that I can ultimately, you know, accomplish everything that God has for my life? Gio, any final remarks on just, you know, being able to lead ourselves well before leading others well?
Yes, and these are all great points, and I love it. And something that comes to mind is just, and we talked about it before, is feedback, right? Being open to feedback, keeping that door open for feedback, right? So if you do certain things and you work with people or you have a team, ask them, hey, how did that go? Hey, how was, how, when I spoke, was that clear? You know, and that will help you as a leader, right? Because we talked about blind spots before in another episode. That will help you with your blind spots. But keep that door open for feedback. I think we can never be ignorant to feedback. We have to always welcome feedback. And essentially, that'll help us lead ourselves and help us lead others.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Thanks for, again, all your support. And we will catch you on the next episode. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in. For more information and additional resources, check out joeysalazar.org and follow him on Instagram at joeysalazar. Please feel free to rate, review, share, and subscribe. Once again, thank you so much for joining the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.